You are invited to join us this Sunday morning at Denver Bible Church to worship God and study His Word. At 9:30, Pastor Bob Enyart's verse-by-verse Bible study will help you to gain new understanding of God's Word. The Bible study is followed by a time of fellowship at 10:30, then join our worship team in praise and worship of our Creator God at 10:50, followed by Pastor Enyart's sermon. Denver Bible Church meets at Two Roads School at the corner of Oak and 72nd Streets in Arvada. Join us this Sunday at Denver Bible Church, and bring your Bible.
Warning, warning, there's truth overhead. It gets beyond all the headlines you read. Don't need lip service with a wink and a nod. You need a man on a mission from God. Well, not to worry, here's Bob Enyart Live.
Greetings to the broadest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. The Wikipedia founder and porn trafficker, Jimmy Wales, is wailing right now, and it's on Drudge, and it's on WorldNet Daily, and it is so appropriate. You've heard of poetic justice? And here is the headline. Now, our friend, a friend of Bob Enyart Live, Dr. Judith Reisman, wrote an article about Jimmy Wales and Wikipedia 4 days ago, and the founder of Wikipedia took a fit, said that WorldNet Daily was libeling him and that they needed to retract it. They needed to fix it now. And this is just hysterical, right? Because Wikipedia has harmed so many ministries, so many church leaders, conservatives, Christians. They have damaged the reputations of so many with utter disregard for the truth. People who are out with ministries toward homosexuals, people who are out with ministries to point to the evidence that God created us, people who are out with ministries to save unborn children from being dismembered, and systematically they are pilloried by a slanted left-wing, atheist-leaning editorial policy at Wikipedia. And they say it's not their policy, but in reality it's their practice. And why? Because the majority, Jesus said the majority is evil. And if they hated me, they will hate you. He said, narrow is the way, and few are they who find eternal life. So if you have an encyclopedia edited by the public, how is the public going to describe Jesus Christ, who they shouted, crucify him, crucify him? Public going to say, you know, we're guilty. They're not going to say that. So at any rate, here is the follow-up article that is just filled with irony. Here it is from Chelsea Schilling at WorldNet Daily, just published in the last 24 hours. And it says this, WorldNet Daily exclusive. Here's your correction, Wikipedia founder. That's the title of the article. Here's your correction, Wikipedia founder. And the subhead is head of online encyclopedia in quotes. Encyclopedia is in quotes. Head of online encyclopedia, known for damaging reputations, demands retraction. And let me tell you, WorldNet Daily never had more fun publishing an article ever. This is fun. So here's how it goes. The founder of Wikipedia, the online encyclopedia, in quotes, that has damaged reputations with reckless, irresponsible, and defamatory charges, has demanded of WorldNet Daily a correction to a column which characterized him as making a fortune in pornography before starting Wikipedia. So now we're going to learn blow by blow what's happened and what Jimmy Wales, porn trafficker who started Wikipedia, what he said to Wikipedia, what Wikipedia said back to him, their email response back and forth. And Joseph Farah is the founder and CEO of WorldNet Daily, and he also is a longtime friend of Bob Enyart Live. So here's the blow by blow. In her December 14th column at WND, WorldNet Daily, Dr. Judith Reisman came to the defense of a heavy metal drummer. Now, in my life, I only know a few heavy metal drummers, or maybe none. But this guy's name is Bradley Dean, who also has become an ordained preacher, and he's being slammed by Wikipedia. And he doesn't like it. Now, I'm used to it. from the day that Wikipedia was launched, it seems. The Bob Inyar article does everything. It's basically run and controlled by homosexuals who despise me. And it's against the rules for me to modify it. And if one of my friends or listeners who I've interviewed say, if they modify it to correct, not even to make me look good, just to correct some misinformation, as has been done, not to make me look good, but to correct it. You know, the bad stuff about me, that's true, just to correct it. The correction gets undone and I'll be banned. One of our listeners will be banned because they could check. They do a search for that person, that email. And if I've interviewed him, if he's been involved, one of our projects, they call it either you're operating through a sock puppet, which they'd say, Bob, that's a technical term. They'd say Bob Inyar has opened up an alias account on Wikipedia out of Ohio with an Ohio IP address, and he's using that account to edit. And so that's not true. I've never done that, but I've been banned from Wikipedia using a sock puppet. So then they found out, they investigated, you know, there's all this appeal process, and they found out, well, it wasn't Bob Inyar, and it wasn't, they said it was one of his employees. It wasn't one of his employees, but it was someone who Bob Inyar had interviewed in the past who made an edit that agreed with my Christian worldview. And so they banned him and they banned me, and they banned me because they thought I was him. And that's normal, right? On Wikipedia. If you're a conservative or a Christian and you try to make a change, regardless of how factual, be ready for a fight. Be ready for a fight. So this is Dr. Reisman. By the way, she is an author. She's an academic. She has debunked myths about pornography that it's not dangerous. It is utterly dangerous. Years ago, I read her book, Soft Porn Plays Hardball. And pornography destroys lives. Pornography probably destroys as many lives as drugs do. Pornography destroys far more lives than Islamic terrorists do here in America. Far more. Far more deadly. Now, last I heard, Focus on the Family does not want to regulate Islamic terrorism. They don't want to regulate it. But they do want to regulate pornography, which is horrendous. You don't regulate prostitution. You don't regulate adultery. You don't regulate homosexual behavior. You don't regulate child killing. If it's a sin, if it's criminal, you should have the courage of your conviction to tell people this should not be allowed. It's destroying millions of lives because it's not only a sin, it's criminal. Pornography is a sin. When Jimmy Wales paid women to have sex, sell the videos, sell the photos, that is prostitution. It's also a crime. But anyway, let me get back on track. So Dr. Reisman, Judith Reisman, she also exposed the wickedness of the sex researcher Alfred Kinsey from IU, Indiana University, how vilely wicked. And she wrote a book called The Children of Table 34, because Alfred Kinsey published these reports on young children having sex, basically their biometrics and how their bodies respond. And he puts how many years, how many months of age, and we're talking about young kids. And he's hailed as a hero by the left, and probably Wikipedia praises him. Probably, right? You'd expect that. So Dr. Judith Reisman has exposed Kinsey as a homosexual child molester, and he should have been arrested and punished, not knighted by the left, by the media, like he was praised. And we've had her on this show to explain all this to the audience over the years. So here's what she wrote. She wrote, Wikipedia's trashing of ordained preacher Bradley Dean, heavy metal drummer, proves that Dean and his band have been doing a great job of delivering truth to American youth. That's a good perspective. If you're a good guy, the Wikipedia report on you is going to vilify you. If you're wicked, and perhaps the more vile and wicked, like Allison Press in Boston, the homosexual publishing house, that published books on pedophilia, trying to legalize sex with children, young children. And Allison Press is just a great, you know, a great influence. They did Gloria Goes to Gay Pride, Heather Has Two Mommies, and so on. Right? Daddy's Roommate. They did those, also those textbooks for kids. So if you're a pervert, if you're a child killer, if you're a socialist, you'll get a good shake from Wikipedia's Jimmy Wales. If you're a conservative Christian trying to honor God, watch out. Watch out. So Judith Reisman points this out, and she added, Jimmy Wales, Wikipedia's creator, made his original fortune as a pornography trafficker. Wales' cult of far-leftist volunteer editor zealots, they labor minute by minute to mislead readers who think Wikipedia's half-truths and worse are a legitimate, quote, encyclopedia. Shortly after publication, Reisman's statement that Jimmy Wales, Wikipedia's creator, made his original fortune as a pornography trafficker, caught the attention of none other than the Wikipedia founder himself. Now, I've been on ABC's Politically Incorrect with Bill Maher, up against debating a filthy pornographer. And in doing this, the evidence that he put in his own autobiography, Larry Flint, is that he not only is a pervert of the normal variety, he's a pervert when it comes to animals and sex with animals. Bill Maher is a pervert, as he demonstrated on the set during the commercials with Larry Flint's secretary, who walked out in front of a live audience, and Bill Maher groped her, a live audience, and she has to bat his hand away from her body, groped her in the groin. And what does that say to the audience about how women should be willing to be treated by men, right? They, Hollywood acts like they care about women. They're lying dogs. To them, women are filth in the gutter to be used and discarded. And so, good for Judith Reisman. And Jimmy Wales is upset because she wrote, he was a pornography trafficker. And so he wrote an email to WorldNet Daily. And he wailed. Jimmy Wales wrote, this is absolutely and categorically false. Now, by the way, his emails, they're all filled with misspellings and, you know, typical Wikipedia fare, just typical. So he wrote, this is absolutely and categorically false. I have never made any fortune as a pornography trafficker or otherwise. So he's saying, you know, I didn't make that much. I wasn't all that good at it. So that's his first defense. He said, I never made any fortune as a pornography trafficker or otherwise, and I have never been a pornography trafficker at all. Now, how's that? So we're going to have to look up pornography trafficker on Wikipedia, see if he qualifies. Additionally, as I have never even heard of Bradley Dean, the heavy metal drummer, your disgusting attempt to smear me is absolutely and completely irrelevant to the argument you sought to make in the first place. I demand an immediate edit to that story to remove the lie about me. it's unbelievable. Unbelievable. Could you imagine all the conservative Christians who are pilloried on Wikipedia, who are mocked and ridiculed as sexual untruths about them? And Wikipedia's policy is they can have no influence over the article. They just can't do anything about it. And if their friends, if their employers, if the people they work with, if they try to correct it, not even make them look better, just correct it, everybody will be banned. It's a joke. Jimmy Wales demands a retraction, a correction. It's a joke. So WorldNet Daily says, here's your correction, Wikipedia founder. Here's your correction. So WorldNet Daily editor Joseph Farah explained to Wales that the Wikipedia's own page about the company he founded called Boomis. Now, the company's now defunct. but Bumis was a porn site. They sold porn on the internet. That's what they did. And Wikipedia's article on Bumis says this, that Bumis, a company founded by Wales, Jimmy Wales, founder of Wikipedia, and his partner in 1996, so this is not 60 years ago, this is in 1996, the article about this states that Bumis ran a website called Bumis.com until 2005, offering customers access to premium X-rated pornographic content. So that's Wikipedia's article about Jimmy Wales' business that he started. And so then there are various screenshots taken from the Wayback Machine. You know, if you want to get stuff from the internet from years ago and it's no longer online, like if you're being sued by National Public Radio and you want to set the record straight, well, by a host on NPR. I forget what show that guy does. Science Friction? Is that what it's called? Sci-Fry? F-R-Y? If you want to set the record straight, you go to archive.org, which is the Internet Archive, and it doesn't have everything, but it has a lot. You know, the internet is forever. You say something you didn't mean to say on the internet, God is forgiving. The internet is not. It's there forever. Jesus will forget your sins. Remember them no more. The internet will not. So, WorldNet Daily continues. They say, you know, when you search the webpage archives, you find out that this Bumis.com offered member subscriptions for pornography for years. And they quote from the ads, and I'm not going to quote that from you, but thankfully Wikipedia in their own article censored the ads for Bumis.com. They censored them, which is, of course, totally appropriate. And that's one great thing about Judith Reisman in her book, Soft Porn Plays Hardball. She had the wisdom and the self-control not to make her own book pornographic. That's wisdom. That's self-control. Because if she showed the examples of, for example, the porn industry from Playboy on down, Hugh Hefner on down, including pictures of young girls, 8, 9, 10-year-old girls in the middle of their photo layouts of naked actresses and models, and they present not only adult naked women, but next to pictures of young girls or the same woman when she was 8 years old, 11 and 12 years old, so that they've always marketed to child molesters. Always. Always. And so what Judith did was she presents this, but she leaves out the salacious details and the graphic images. So she has a lot of wisdom. Well, anyway, Wales told WorldNet Daily, the Wikipedia page doesn't say anything remotely like me making a fortune from pornography. He says, what do you intend to do about this libel? So he's saying they lied about him. And Joseph Farah responded, let me get this straight. You admit making money from pornography, but you feel defamed because you didn't make enough for it to be considered a fortune. So just to clarify what you're complaining about. Now, the ads for this Bumis, it's called Bumis.com, Bumis.com, like promise, Bumis. The ads for this would depict him on a yacht with models like he's a millionaire. And so maybe he wasn't. Maybe he's the only one who failed in the porn industry. That could be. But what's interesting, and it continues, Wales also argued that the factual accuracy of Wikipedia's own Bumis entry is irrelevant. So here's the founder of Wikipedia saying, look, the accuracy of that article, this is what he wrote. We are not discussing Wikipedia. If there are errors in Wikipedia, this does not relieve you of the moral and legal responsibility not to defame me, sir. You know that. That is just hysterical. That couldn't be more hysterical, the irony of it. So Joseph Farah asked back. They're like kids texting each other. But it's very revealing, and it's great that Joseph Farah has the courage he has. So he said, now Wikipedia is lying? Is that what you're saying? Because we report that you're a porn trafficker because Wikipedia says it, and now Wikipedia is lying about you? And so we can't report it, even though it's obviously true. So Wales retorts, we are not talking about Wikipedia. This is a defamatory falsehood. So he's threatening to sue. I have never made any fortune as a pornography trafficker. And he can't spell any of that stuff. Fix it. Fix it. That's what he said. And so then Wikipedia includes a photo of Wales aboard a yacht with models advertising his bombas.com. And it goes on. There's what's interesting about this Bombas is they made money not only when men paid for pornography, they made money that way, and they also made money from advertising on the site. Guess who advertised on the site? Wikipedia. So they got Wikipedia ads. These are ancient as far as the internet goes. But these Wikipedia ads, here's one. It says, help build the largest human-edited directory on the web. Become an editor. Open a directory project. Submit a site. So you can see the early spawning of Wikipedia by this porn trafficker saying, hey, come on, we're advertising on this porn site. So they're not advertising on Christian sites to start articles about the New Testament, the Apostle Paul, the evidence for creation. No, they're advertising on a porn site. So what kind of spin will Wikipedia have editorially from the beginning? It'll be a filthy, perverse, rebellion against God type spin, which characterizes it to this very day. Attempting to get to the bottom of the issue, Farah asked Wales how much money he generated from Bombas. So he's asking him, how much did you actually make? And the story goes on. You might want to read it at wikipedia.com. And I so admire Dr. Judith Reisman. The whole concept, her book title, Soft Porn Plays Hardball, is so great for Christians to learn. You know, what I really despise about our culture, and Christians buy into this. And so often we've seen Christians like Christianity Today do a movie review on a movie that's utterly perverse, that advocates for abortion, child killing, and they give it a great review because it had good acting. It's just, that's the state of the church today. Although Christianity Today seems to be post-Christian in a lot of ways, but what happens is Hollywood says, well, this movie has nude scenes and sex scenes, so children can only watch it with their parents. That's right. That's what R means. And that's actually what they do. And children go to movies by the millions. If you added it up, it is tens of millions or hundreds of millions of visits to theaters to watch movies where men and women are naked and having sex. Now, the degree of what they show is different, but millions of times children have gone to those R-rated movies and seen with their parents depictions, sensuous depictions of sex. That's child abuse. Those parents are child abusers. The theater chains are child abusers. Hollywood, they're child abusers. The rating system, the people who created it, they're child abusers. Hillary says it takes a village to raise an idiot. She's a lying pig. She's a lying pig because she's all for the sexual immorality that has flooded our culture. and that destroys kids. But you know what? It doesn't only destroy kids. It destroys the parents. It destroys the dads. It destroys adults. And so focus on the family. Dr. Dobson was part of the president's commission on pornography, and he didn't say his influence was not what is right and needed and biblical, and takes a moral stand that it should be criminal to traffic in human sexuality. That's a crime. And we need to work toward recriminalizing that. That's not what he did. What he did was say we need to regulate it. We need to keep it 3,000 feet away from schools. We need to do this. We need to do that. And it's so tragic. So we have time only for one quick question, and we'll take that question. So we need to not be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Not be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Our phone number, 1-800-8-NYART. If you can't get through, you could call after the show, of course. We're almost out of time. But let's go to the phones. Dave from Denver, welcome to Bob and Yurt Live.
Hey, Bob, big fan. Thanks for your broadcast.
You're welcome, sir.
I just wanted your quick opinion on 40 Days for Life.
Well, I don't know a lot about it. As far as I know, they bring attention to the killing of unborn children. That's about all I know.
Okay, because I get their emails and everything, and they seem to be doing a pretty decent job.
Yeah, well, who's their founder? Lou Engels? Is that right? Or is he the founder of The Call? He might be The Call. Hey, Dave, I can't give you a solid answer other than they seem to be calling attention to the killing of unborn children, and hopefully they support the personhood movement because that's the only possible way of ending child killing. All right?
All righty. Thanks, Bob. Appreciate it.
God bless you. Appreciate your call. And our number here, by the way, not only could you get on the air, we often don't give it out because the show's so quick. By the time somebody thinks to call in, the show's ending. But it's the same number, the same phone number for getting our resources. We have a DVD called Morality, Why God Forbids Sexual Immorality. It is stunning. I have to say it's embarrassing, but it's stunning. A lot of parents, a lot of men, a lot of wives have thanked us for giving that hope and that inspiration to their husbands and even their grown kids. So you might want to get from us a DVD, Morality, Why God Forbids Sexual Immorality, at kgov.com.
You are invited to join us this Sunday morning at Denver Bible Church to worship God and study His Word. At 9:30, Pastor Bob Enyart's verse-by-verse Bible study will help you to gain new understanding of God's Word. The Bible study is followed by a time of fellowship at 10:30, then join our worship team in praise and worship of our Creator God at 10:50, followed by Pastor Enyart's sermon. Denver Bible Church meets at Two Roads School at the corner of Oak and 72nd Streets in Arvada. Join us this Sunday at Denver Bible Church, and bring your Bible.